Good afternoon. Steady precipitation continues to track north into interior New York and New England. Many locations have already transitioned over to or even begun as snow. And those places that are still getting rain will transition to snow soon as the air continues to cool. Low pressure is intensifying along the mid-Atlantic coast and will track northeast, paralleling the coast today. On this track, precipitation will continue to overspread the region this afternoon and become steadier and heavier toward evening as the low moves to a position south and east of Long Island. Temperatures today will remain steady in the lower to middle 30s in most places and upper 20s across the higher terrain. Steady snow will continue through the evening hours as the storm continues on this track to a position near the Gulf of Maine by midnight. As the storm departs toward the Canadian Maritimes, the snow will taper off after midnight. Storm total accumulations by early Thanksgiving morning will be heaviest in the Catskills, Taconics, Litchfield Hills, Berkshires, and Southern Green Mountains. In these locations, 10 to 16 inches of snow are possible. Across the remainder of interior southern New England, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the greater Capital District, along the I-88 corridor, north toward Lake George and into central Vermont, 7 to 11 inches of snow is expected. Heading north and west toward the Canadian border and Great Lakes further away from the storm's path, 3 to 7 inches of snow is possible in lower amounts in the western Mohawk Valley toward Utica and in the Champlain Valley toward Burlington. It should be mentioned that if the storm intensifies even more than currently forecast and tracks even closer to the coast, there is a good chance that parts of southern New England could change back to rain, and this would cut back on storm totals in these locations. Wind will be a factor along the immediate coast as well, at times gusting over 30 miles per hour. Overnight lows tonight will be in the 20s. On Thanksgiving Day, the weather will improve with scattered snow showers around. Otherwise, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds as the storm continues to lift to the north and east, and highs will be in the middle and upper 30s. High pressure building in will bring us mostly sunny skies on Friday in the lower to mid-30s, and a front sliding our way with generally just a few flurries on Saturday and Sunday will keep it mostly cloudy over the weekend in the upper 30s on Saturday and back into the lower to mid-40s on Sunday. A wave of low pressure along this front could bring some rain and snow showers on Monday, with temperatures falling back through the 40s and into the 30s, and a return to sunshine with highs in the 30s again on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings extend south into the Appalachians and Smoky Mountains, where as much as 6 to 10 inches of snow could fall in western parts of North Carolina and Virginia, above 1,500 feet. And winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are also in effect for much of the northern Rockies. Snow and blowing snow will continue to spread across the northern Rockies of Montana today, and as much as 8 to 16 inches of snow will fall in the mountains, with 4 to 8 inches of snow across the lower elevations. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low of 4 below zero at Fawston and Big Fork, both in Minnesota, and also at Gunnison and Gould, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain changing to snow, 1 to 3 inches, with temperatures falling into the lower to mid-30s. Boston, rain mixing with snow in the lower to mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with a little light snow, and highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high 67 set in 1979, and the record low 11 below zero in 1938. Sunrise this morning at 7 a.m., sunset this evening 4:24 p.m., 9 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow moving in during the afternoon, perhaps beginning as rain in some spots, then picking up toward evening with highs in the middle 30s. More snow tonight with lows in the middle 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, snow this afternoon or any leftover rain changing over to snow becoming heavy at times through the evening hours with temperatures sliding back through the 30s. More snow tonight, heavy at times this evening, winding down before midnight, and lows in the upper 20s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Snow continuing to overspread the region during the afternoon and becoming heavy at times in spots, with temperatures holding in the lower to middle 30s. More snow, perhaps heavy at times this evening, then ending around midnight, with snow showers thereafter and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, snow, heavy at times this afternoon, perhaps transitioning back to rain closer to the coast during the evening, with temperatures in the lower to middle 30s. More snow tonight, heavy at times, perhaps mixing with rain in spots, with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Snow moving in through the afternoon, becoming heavy at times, and temperatures holding in the lower to middle 30s. More snow, heavy at times tonight before midnight, then snow showers later on, with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few snow showers on Thanksgiving Day, middle to upper 30s. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-30s Friday. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries on Saturday in the upper 30s. Back to the 40s on Sunday under mostly cloudy skies. A chance of rain and snow Monday, mid-40s. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with highs back into the 30s. Have a great holiday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.